Western Illinois University faculty members passed a vote of no confidence in the administrative leadership. According to the Faculty Senate, the vote passed with 65% of those who voted stating they do not have confidence in the administrative leadership. Sean McInnes has his doctorate degree in higher education from The Ohio State University and is currently writing a book about no confidence votes in academia. McInnes says Western's vote is unique in that it was taken against the entire administration rather than a single leader. He says there are a few different ways votes of no confidence can play out.
When a president receives a no confidence vote, usually he or she departs the institution within a year. And that happens over 50% of the time in the cases I've analyzed. Now, keep in mind, a president rarely says that because of a no confidence vote, I am leaving this institution. Sometimes they move on and find another job. Sometimes they are terminated. But you usually hear what I call the standard human resource language, which they've moved on to pursue other interests. Now, some presidents continue on in their job and work with faculty and mend relationships. Others leave the institution, but maybe 2 years or 3 years after a vote and sort of ride out their contracts.
Have you looked at all about what happens after a no confidence vote is taken? Does that open lines of communication, or does that change how the administration and faculty interact?
So there really is, in my opinion, not a very clear indicator as to what happens after a vote in terms of what it means for institutional healing or institutional reconciliation. That to me is a very interesting question or very interesting consideration. So I think wise administrators would take a no confidence vote as an opportunity to reconcile, reset their relationships, and try again to repair and work collaboratively and build together in the face of a very, very difficult climate in higher education. And I'm not saying Western has not tried that. The leadership there hasn't. I don't know, and I wouldn't want to suggest that they haven't. I think it's incumbent upon a leader, if he or she receives a no-confidence vote and believes truly he or she can help steer the institution through a crisis or any type of problem, then the no-confidence vote in turn can be used as an opportunity to admit you made mistakes engaging the community and in turn will try other efforts to involve faculty, to involve students, to involve alumni, to involve fellow administrators in shaping the future of the institution. Mm-hmm. Because that's really what this is about. This is about shaping the future of Western. It's about shaping the future of the faculty, the students, the alums. And if your colleagues are telling you you're not doing a good job at that, then it's incumbent upon you to figure out, well, what else can I do to make sure that we're all striving together. We're not all going to get our way. I think a wise leader, and I think many presidents do this, say, we will all have to make sacrifices, but how he or she goes about that, that to me is the most important aspect of a no-confidence vote.
But overall, I mean, this is it's a largely symbolic vote. You know, Board of Trustees will get the results, but otherwise, I mean, it's really put together so that teachers feel as if they have an outlet to be heard. I mean, usually you see this as signs of frustration or no other options.
Yes, no confidence votes are typically seen as a last resort technique. In fact, there's a scholar at the University of Southern California who called the vote of no confidence the nuclear option, because when you hold one, it brings the campus to a halt. Everyone talks about it. It consumes daily discussions, both in class and in the faculty lounge and so forth. And so they are very much the method of last resort.
Sean McInnes says it appears the no-confidence vote at Western is bringing about a healthy debate, which could lead to a stronger university. McInnes has his doctorate degree in higher education from The Ohio State University and is currently writing a book about no-confidence votes in higher ed. Members of Western's administration spoke with local media late last week, questioning whether the vote had actually passed, given that only two-thirds of faculty voted. President Jack Thomas has not been made available to speak with Tri-State's Public Radio about the no-confidence vote. The Board of Trustees Chair Kathy Early says the passage of the no-confidence vote will be discussed by the board. It meets in closed session tonight. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.